Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Christina. May I have the phone number associated with your account?
Hi, Christina. Yeah, I was just talking I was just talking with somebody. It said you got a chance for me. Okay. The last name is Cool, K-O-O-L-E, first name Steve.
Okay, will you verify the name and address on the account? The address.
24 Ligham, L-I-G-H-A-M Street, Belleville, New Jersey, 07109. Email is capcool2001@yahoo.com.
Thank you for that verification, and how may I help?
Okay. We were talking about my Eleanor account.
Okay, how can I help?
Okay, you pulled up my account there?
I have.
Okay. Now, I was looking on this, and I understand on the thing. I know parts 15 and part 24 were on back order. I understand on that. I got the 10 parts all the way up to 26, and I got the magazines 7 and 8, which was 19 to 22 and 23 to 26. Okay. When 15 and 24 come in, will the magazine be coming in with that part?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because I got the parts. I didn't get 15, but 16, 17, 18, 15, 16, 17, and 18 don't have a magazine to the. I got those parts, but it's all right. I could do on that, but I just wanted to make sure that when the parts do come in.
When the first issue for that correlates to that magazine is sent, then that magazine will ship out.
Oh, okay. Well, that takes care of the Eleanor. I found that travel mug because that's what I was calling about. So it's cool. So my Eleanor is okay. The Star Trek, she told me, because I said delivered, individual pickup at postal facility. She said that just means that it's at the post office and I have to go there to pick it up. I thought somebody had picked up that order and I didn't. But she set me straight. She said, no, you have to go to the post office and pick it up. I did not know that.
Yes, sir. On some of them, they'll do that. I'm not sure why.
Okay, because this is the first time that that happened. With the Eagle Moss, with your kits. I mean, I love your kits. Don't get me wrong. I love your kits. And now, going over to the Ghostbusters account, I was talking with her on the Ghostbusters account. I called in last night, and I talked to a Winford because I got replacement parts for my last order, which was 62 to 66. And 72 to 78. And I didn't get magazines for that, so I called her yesterday and told her that I didn't get magazines 18, 20, and 21. So she said that she would put in a order for it. I just got a magazines today on that. And I said, do they send it overnight? I never had that happen before where I requested something and they overnighted the magazine. Do you have anything like that? Because I was going to say, if they didn't ship out already, I was going to ask you not to ship them because I've already got the magazines and I have no idea if that was, they went out overnight last night or not. I don't know.
No, they weren't overnighted. The reship was, you know, just requested, but I mean, there were some shipments that went out.
Okay. Well, if the magazine that I called yesterday on 18, 20, and 21 went, if it went to the warehouse and didn't get shipped out yet, I need you to cancel that one because I got 18, 20, and 21 magazine today. Now I don't know if that was from the original order or not.
Yeah, it looks like that would have been from the original. But
okay, can you cancel that magazine?
It's already started processing on the reship, so it won't let me cancel it.
I was just trying to save you a little bit of hassle, you know, like for the next person if they needed magazines.
We appreciate that.
I know. I keep trying to save you guys money all the time.
We apparently like to spend it.
Well, no, I don't like anybody spending money they don't need to.
But I see there was a reship for 18, 20, and 21 that actually shipped out on the 16th. So that was why you received those. It wasn't the original.
Shipped on the 16th? Yeah, but yeah, I didn't call for that on the 16th. I called yesterday, and that was the 19th. If today's the 20th. So that means I'm going to get more magazines. Oh, well. Do you know if there was a binder that was included in that? Because I called her yesterday because I only got one binder and that's filled up. And she said that they would have to charge me. They might have to charge me for the binder. I said, I got no problem with paying for an extra binder. I got no problems at all with it.
They're reshipping you one.
Oh, okay.
If I have to pay for it,
then take it out of my account.
Yeah, you won't be charged for this one. There are binders that'll be sent in later shipments that you'll be charged for. If you decide to opt out of those, just let us know. But yeah, we're just reshipping you one of the binders for free.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I thank you very much on that. Now, do I have any orders going out today?
The only thing I see processing is on the solar system and
I know there was a back order on so
Star Trek buildup. There's a shipment processing on it too.
Okay, good. So the Star Trek, all right, that's fine with that. But the solar system, yeah, well that was on back order for a long time, but I really don't. I mean, I want the solar system, but I'm not diehard with it. When it comes in, it comes in.
Okay.
So I'm not keen on the solar system. I mean, I like it, but it's not a priority for me.
When it gets there, it gets there.
When it gets there, it gets there.
Gotcha. I bet that's gonna be a cool build when it's done, though.
Well, I did the first one. Did you take a look at the first one? Because what I did was I ordered when it was on sale, the first one, which had the nine planets orbiting the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I had that one. That looks really, really nice. I got that done. So I ordered the second one, the second build, you know, mm-hmm. like for the eclipse one, the Earth with the moon and the eclipse one.
Yes, sir.
That's the one that I'm on right now.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's going to be really, really cool.
You got to see the first one. It works great. I mean, it's all gears and it turns around and
does it rotate like?
Yeah.
I guess with the Earth.
No. What it has is it has a gold ball in the center, which is supposed to represent the sun.
Right.
Then you got the first planet on an L hook or an
mm-hmm.
L wire,
mm-hmm.
and then it goes all the way out to the nine planets, and it's got the rings around Saturn. It's got the color of what Mars looks like, the color of Jupiter, Saturn, with the ring around it, and everything is like more bigger. Pipe coming out, you know, like a longer one,
mm-hmm.
and it spins at a like the Mercury, the one spins a lot faster than Pluto. So the first one
right.
spins around, and the last one spins.
So it's kind of an accurate representation of how the planet circled the sun. Then,
yep, that's how it is.
That's
but it's
cool.
a lot of years. Oh.
I bet. That is the only thing that has, like, made me hold off this long on starting it because I really want to. Like, I'm fascinated with the solar system.
I'll give you a little bit of a point. I'll give you a little bit of a pointer on there. They give you an Allen screw, you know, to screw in the, because the screws that hold the thing on there are Allen screws.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a set of Allen wrenches, it'd be easier if you had your own Allen wrench as opposed to using the one that comes with the kit.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have a tendency when you tighten it up, it strips the Allen wrench on there. And then when you go to try to tighten up the next one or the next couple of ones, it doesn't tighten up because the Allen wrench has the ends have, like, wear down a little bit.
Right,
so
yeah.
Just be kosher to have all that, but have you done anything like this? Because it's an intricate build. It's not like it's a 1, 2, 3 easy job to do. I mean, you
I haven't, but I have a husband who's a builder, and he would be my go-to for help.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, I get it. Get it. You'll love it.
Awesome. I'll definitely take your advice.
You'll love it. But see, I got it when it was on sale for like $5-something.
Right.
They had a kit. It was like $535 for the kit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went and I said, I want the kit. So I went and I ordered the full kit. But then
right.
I wanted to do the second build to that. But they said when I ordered, I said, I just couldn't start the second build. They said, you have to do another introductory offer for the first two issues.
Mm-hmm.
And then they skipped all the way up to issue start of 52, which is the start of the Earth and the Moon orbit. I didn't get 2 through 50 because I've already got the kit. So I said, hold off on that. Start me off my next. So I got the first two that I had to get for the $4.95, but then they started the next one right at the next build. I totally skipped the whole entire 3 all the way up to 50 or 51, whatever it is.
Awesome.
I said, skip that whole thing, and I said, go right from 52.
Good deal. I bet that is beautiful. That is absolutely
well,
beautiful.
I haven't even started that yet. I mean, I have it up there, and it's still in the box. I haven't even started from step 1 on that build because I'm doing all the other builds. When I get done with the builds, then I'm going to start with that second part of the solar system. So I don't know how that looks, but the first one is big. It's big. You need a place to, you're going to need a place to put it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The
orbiter is pretty, I mean, the orbiter is pretty big too. I like how it's like in the pictures, you know, it's all gold and it's just pretty.
It is.
It's really
I'm
pretty.
I'm looking at it right now. It's all gold. It's all gears.
Right.
I mean, I'm literally telling you, it's gears.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You got big gears, little gears, and you got other gears that interlock with other gears, and it's a whole thing. It's like maybe 12, 13 inches tall in the line of gears. From the base to the top is about 13 inches. Not counting that the base that it's on, the base is a big base with the motor and everything inside.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing is probably 12, I'd say anywhere from 20 to 23, 24 inches tall from the base to the top of the globe.
That's
pretty big.
Yeah, that's a pretty good size there.
It's a good size. I mean, it's a beautiful piece there, but it took so much time to do that, to get all the gears lined up, because you literally got to pay attention to the instructions, because you cannot put them out of sync, because if you move one gear out of there, it throws off the entire system.
I bet.
So you have to go from the first planet all the way to the next one, and you physically got to line up the gears where they got to be in sync.
That sounds like it's a very detailed procedure, but
it's
beautiful, beautiful product. And
it's a gorgeous product. I mean, it's all gold. I'm telling you, you're going to love it.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I think you need to come work for us because you've sold me on our product.
Well, I also did the DeLorean. I finished the DeLorean. Everybody loved the DeLorean, but yet I put some modifications in the DeLorean. I mean, like the flux capacitor for the DeLorean.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I didn't care too much for the Eagle Moss's flux capacitor. So I went on for mods, you know, like mods for your kits.
Mm-hmm.
And it took 20 weeks for it to come in, but they did a modification where the flux capacitor lines up with the Christmas tree. So the flux fluxes the way it's supposed to, like in the movies, and then it correlates with the Christmas tree right next door. So as it sinks, the lights go up and down on there. The ductiles stay solid.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And I did a couple more modifications to it. And it looks really nice. Everybody says they want it, but I could turn around and sell it and make a decent profit on it and start another one, but I don't want to do that.
I bet that's a lot of work. I feel that.
I'm working on the Ghostbusters now, and that's big. Oh my God, is that big and heavy?
I heard that thing is like huge. Like if somebody threw it at you, it'd knock you out.
The body. I mean, I'm up to part 78 on that. Part 78 gives me the start of the body. I mean, it's the body plus it's the front fender and the hood.
Awesome.
That's what we leave off with. You know, the lights are on the front, the hood, and the fender's on the side of the hood.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm left off at. And the model itself is 31 and a half inches long. Now, that's not counting any bumpers. I haven't even put any bumpers on it yet. 31 and a half inches. And the thing, probably the body itself, it's got to weigh at least, I'm not joking, it's got to weigh at least 5 pounds, if not more. And that's just the body. The chassis, with the stuff that's in there, the chassis's got to be at least another 3 to 5 pounds on that one. So you're talking about 8 pounds of car right now, and it goes all the way up to stages 140, and I'm at 79.
Oh, yeah. That's
so I don't know how heavy the vehicle is going to be when it's done, but it is a heavy vehicle right now. It's under 10 pounds right now.
And you're about halfway there.
And I'm only about halfway done with it.
That's going to be a big build. Like, that's going to be huge.
Your husband will like that. If you like the Ghostbusters, I'm telling you, to me, it's worth it. The money-wise, it's worth it. It's a big model.
Right.
As long as you got some place to put it. It's huge.
Yes, I'm. He's really wanting to check out the James Bond car. I think he just likes the injector seat.
Now watch it with the James Bond because I just finished that build.
Did you?
Awesome. Yes, I finished it, and it was a little bit. It's not they say that's a pretty easy build. No,
but it's not.
Definitely not, because I put it all together and I had a few niches glitched on that, which to fit, you have to do it a certain way to get it right and everything like that. But I got it all together. I go to test the lighting. The lights don't work, but yet they were before it. I don't know whether I pinched the wire or something, but I literally got to take the car apart to find out why she's not like, I mean, I have it all done. It's beautiful. It's thing. I go to hit the switches on there and everything. Nothing.
I've heard a lot of people say the injector seat was tricky too. Did you have trouble with it?
Yes, I couldn't get it to, the injector seat goes in on an angle, but I tried to lock it into place. It won't lock into place. Now, I think that might be the problem that they're having. You put it in, and where it's supposed to lock in, it doesn't lock in. And I did that right. So I don't know what the problem is with that. I'll have to look at it when I got time to do that. But it's a beautiful build. The color is fantastic, but it only goes up to stage 84 or 86. I'm sorry, 86.
Right.
So it goes from 1 to 86. It's not like the Ghostbusters, which goes up to 140. The DeLorean went up to 130. So.
Yeah, so it's definitely a lot.
It's a shorter build.
Smaller.
It's a shorter build, but it's a nice build.
Right. I find the injector seat thing fascinating. And I'm like, I've talked to so many people that had issues with that. And I'm like, look, I'll start the build. And the one thing that I really, really want to work on it is not going to work. That'll be my luck.
Well, the injector seat, yes. I mean, you got to hook it up all on the bottom. It works by a spring to align up with the knob, you know, like on the gear shift knob. And there's a red button when you flip up there. There's a red button if you press it. That's supposed to activate the injector seat.
Right. And it yours didn't work.
It's not doing that is because the unit, the seat, is not locking into place. Now, I don't know. So I have to literally take that apart to check it out. But I don't want to do that yet because I'm working on these other builds. When I get done with them, then I'll go back to the James Bond and see what's wrong with it. But it's nice. It's in the case and everything like that. It's not going anywhere. It looks great, but it's just the lights don't on there. It's a beautiful car. But,
well, when you figure out what you need us to reship on it, if, you know, that is the case.
No, I don't need anything reship. The lights did work, but me putting it together, it doesn't work. Now, whether I might have pinched a wire or something. So I definitely know it's not an issue with the parts from the building.
If that is the case, if it's, you know, a pinched wire that happened when you were building it, just let us know and we'll gladly issue a reship on whatever, you know, issue the wires came out of.
Right. You see what I'm saying? Because if I did it, I don't want to say, oh, well, listen, this is not working. I'll tell the truth. If I did something, I did something. And I did something because it's not working. So,
well, you know, you've spent enough money on that build that to reship you just a small part like that, that, you know, even if it did happen when you were doing the build, that's the least we can do is reship those parts to you.
Oh, okay. Well, do you have the James Bond build at home?
I don't. I've been considering it. My husband's talked about starting it. We just haven't made that move yet.
Okay, well, like I said, I'm sure you get a discount because you work for Eagle Moss. So
No, we actually don't. We pay the same thing.
You should. You are not. They should give the employees a discount of some kind. I don't know. But all I know is I love your builds because I got them all. I got the Ghostbusters. I'm doing the Star Trek. And when the Batmobile comes out next year, which they put a hold on that, I've already put in a request for the Batmobile.
Awesome.
Because I want to do that, and I got the solar systems. Ugh.
Well, we definitely appreciate you being a customer, and thank you for your advice on the solar system build. I'm really excited about it now.
If you want something that really looks nice, that will be a center showpiece for if you have entertainment and guests. I'm telling you, get the solar system built. Because it looks gold, but it's all gears. When they see it, they're gonna be amazed with it, because it's a lot of gears.
I will definitely be putting my husband's knowledge to good use if I get that build.
Yeah,
because the mechanical.
You get that build. I'm recommending that build. I'm recommending it because I've already put it together. I'm looking at it right now. I have it on my table, my work table, which is the dining room table. because I have a big dining room table, and it's a centerpiece of the dining room table.
I bet that's beautiful. It looks great. I bet that is beautiful. I'm really going to take your advice because, I mean, you know, you've got a lot of experience with all of these builds, and I've been looking at the solar system for a while. Like, do I want to do it? Do I not want to do it? But when you talk to a customer who has done it and says, go for it, that kind of.
Well, you see, I don't know how many other customers you have that actually did the solar system. I might be one of a handful. I don't think anybody really wants the solar system. They love the car builds and all that.
It's more popular than you would actually think it is. That's why we ended up doing that at the one time build, because right. It was such a popular item. Hopefully they'll be doing those with the cars.
Well, if they do that sale again, pick it up because it was on sale for like five something.
Right.
Five and change.
And I think that's about half of what it would be.
As soon as they had that price, I said, boom, I ordered it right then and there.
I don't blame you a bit. I would have done the same thing.
But if you do that in one shot, then when you go to get the second part, if the first one comes out and you like it, you want to start the second one, then you're going to have a problem with that, is because you have to get the first two issues from the very first one the first solar system, because
mm-hmm.
they will not start you at issue 52. They start you at issues 1 and 2, and then I went right to 52.
At least it's not too much when you have to pay for the issues again.
Well, not too much. So I got 1 and 2 on upstairs, but I got like, I don't know, I guess I got about, I don't even know how much far I am on my solar system. I kept getting issues and issues and issues. You know, I get four at a time on that. So I think I got up to 12, 14. I don't know. I don't even know how many issues I got on that or right now. But I know that the next part of the solar system, there were parts missing. There were parts out of stock. And I told her, I says, I'm not worried about the solar system. When the parts come in, They'll ship it out to me.
Yes, sir. We sure will.
Well,
Stephen, it has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. Was there anything else I could help with at this time?
No, we got the Eleanor, and you said the Star Trek, they should have taken it out today, or it's at the warehouse for the next set, which is 7 through 10.
Yes,
issues
sir.
It's 7 through 10, right?
Yes. Let me pull that back up and just verify.
Yeah, because three to six should be at the post office, which I'll pick up tomorrow.
Right. I believe that is what it was.
Okay.
Yep, that is correct. It is numbers 7, 8, 9, and 10 with magazine 3 and the screw box.
And the what?
This box of screws, the screw box.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They were saying on the screw box. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, the screw box. Yeah. Okay, and I know in another 2 weeks or so, then they're going to ship, because I put down all my other builds, I have it like on a weekly basis where I take it out because I wanted the builds ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
They said, you know, Star Trek, we could do every 2 weeks. We don't have to do it every month. They couldn't do it every week. I said, okay,
right.
Put me down for 2 weeks.
Hey, on the Star Trek D build?
Yeah.
Okay, they've got you set at 3 weeks, but you wanted at 2?
They got me at 3?
Yes, sir, but I can change it to 2.
Change it to 2. Change it to 1. Change it to whatever you can. It's still only 4 issues at a clip, correct?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Oh, man, because all my other ones are 12 issues.
Yeah, this one we just don't have the stock in to be able to go to more than 4 just yet. But hopefully in the near future, they'll send us the future stages so that we can do that.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Now, I thought it was every 2 weeks, but no, you said it was 3 weeks? Great. All right. Drop me off a week? Sweet. So now we're down to 2 weeks.
Yes, we are. Was there anything else I could help with at this time?
No. That's it. I got everything on there, but I'm telling you, if you're doing anything you wanted on there, go with the solar system. I'm telling you, you're going to like it. And it's a showpiece. It will be a showpiece if you have people over your house. It's a showpiece.
Absolutely.
They're gonna love it.
I'm going to take your advice on it. Well, I thank you for calling Eagle Moss, and I hope you have a wonderful evening.
And so are you, dear. So are you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. You have a good one. Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.